the UN still relevant. Few can forget the televised image of an American president, his lip curled into a sneer, as he challenged the United Nations' continuing relevance in the noble fight against international terrorism. Not to be undone, the witty and urbane former general, now U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, took to the lectern to browbeat his colleagues at the United Nations, suggesting that they too were somehow risking irrelevance if they did not give their blessing to a blitzkrieg against Baghdad. He presented maps, tapes, and hinted at secret evidence that had been vetted by London that would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Iraqis were heavily engaged in nuclear, biological, and chemical weaponry that could be mobilized in a matter of minutes. When members of the UN Security Council, notably Germany and France, balked at the U.S. insistence that it couldn't wait, the U.S. assembled what Bush would call coalition of the willing, an assortment of states which had their back bills wiped clean in order to join the so-called coalition. In less than 6 months, the U.S. is back at the UN, this time, assuming the UN is still relevant, asking for a hand in the management of their Iraqi colony. They want UN troops, they want UN money, but they want to retain U.S. domination. The famed CBS anchorman of the Vietnam era, Walter Cronkite, wrote recently that the U.S. has been forced to dine on crow. What is at issue now is not the rightness or wrongness of the American occupation, which the UN has been virtually silent on, by the way, but what role the World Organization will play in that occupation. Will they agree to serve as a junior partner in an ongoing conflict that was launched against the strictures of international law? Will they belatedly support an ongoing occupation that began with spittle into the face of UN opposition and global protests? Will they become the financial and manpower backers of an illegal imperial war? Will they be the instrument which exhumes colonialism from history's graveyard? We shall see. At the moment, it appears France and Germany are not in agreement with the U.S. plan to utilize blue helmets to bolster the American occupation of Iraq. But that may change. Nations, as the old axiom goes, have no permanent friends, only permanent interests. If it becomes worthwhile to France or Germany to let bygones be bygones and once again kiss the ugly American, well, voila, so be it. By worthwhile, of course, I mean if the two nations can get a nice bite of the vast energy reserves bubbling beneath the Iraqi deserts, then, well, diplomats have a way of paying close attention to their nation's business classes. George Bush was right when he raised the relevance of the United Nations to such a high gloss. It irked U.S. nativists that the UN wouldn't simply submit to U.S. dictates back in February. Indeed, it proved it is still relevant by not submitting to U.S. imperial blackmail. Now that the occupation is going sour by the failure of Iraqis to properly greet their liberators, the U.S. wants the UN to share some bodies, preferably from Muslim countries like Turkey or Pakistan, so that the Iraqis will view their occupation as a multilateral, UN-approved operation. The UN, just as before the war, again has a choice, imperialism or self-determination. How it decides that question will determine how truly relevant it will be. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.